This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Talked about the elections that occurred, and there's a lot more to be discussed, and I'm sure we'll cover it down the road a bit. I don't put a lot of faith in individuals anymore because I've learned that the place we should be putting our faith is in ourselves. Welcome, people. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. A small group of faithful believers that are growing. The Navy SEALs, the tip of the spear in fighting against the craziness that's going on in this totalitarian Marxist America that none of us recognize. So I'm glad you're here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'll give you the number out again. It's 844-551-8255. I want this story to be a warning to all Americans. We talked about it before. If you go to get a flu shot, which I don't recommend, expect to get a Wu flu shot. And yet another story of such skullduggery. Parents from Indiana say their two children are suffering adverse reactions after they were given an adult dose of Pfizer's Wu flu vaccine at a Walgreens. This has been reported as a mistake. Like back in September when a four-year-old was accidentally given a Wu flu vaccine at Walgreens. Here's the story. This is on Fox News. A four-year-old girl in Maryland was given the first dose of COVID-19 vaccine instead of the seasonal flu shot she was scheduled to receive at her local pharmacy. This was reported by the Baltimore Sun. Victoria Olivier brought her daughter to get the flu vaccine to a Walgreens in Baltimore where a pharmacist mistakenly administered her an adult dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. The vaccine has not yet been approved by the FDA for children under 12, which, for the record, none of the vaccines being given, at least up until about 2 weeks ago, and I don't think it's any different now, are actually the ones that are approved. And for the record, the FDA approves stuff that later gets you end up suing over. So it's not like the FDA is the purveyor of all things good about these vaccines. Let me tell you what they're going to do with these kids that accidentally get the vaccines. They're going to experiment on them. They're going to follow up and say, hey, listen, can we now track your child to see how well they do with the vaccine? Because they want to sell Americans and the world on the idea that they need to get, even kids, need to get a vaccine for a disease that doesn't kill as many kids as 50 other things. How about a vaccine for suicide? How about a vaccine for depression? How about a vaccine for opioid addiction or other drug addictions? How about a vaccine for accidents, car wrecks, alcohol? You get what I'm saying? 323 children of over 73 million have died from the Wu flu, and they want a vaccine for it. Why don't you just get them a vaccine for mosquito bites? In fact, I would rather you give me free internet. That would be something you should work on while I'm at an airport. Or you give me something I can eat so that bugs will no longer bother me. How about we work on that? Phil Caruso, a spokesperson for Walgreens, told Fox News in an email, "The patient safety is the company's top priority," as they give them the wrong stuff. Not the first time, as I said earlier. So they care about your safety. But they seem to care more about the government money they're getting to force people to get these shots. And I played you a clip the other day of Dr. Fauci, who said, you know, the flu vaccine's only got like a 30% efficacy rate, but we still want you to get the shot. Getting the shot is the way that we can prevent all the things that are happening. Whoa, really? Fauci believes he can prevent you from getting the flu with you getting a shot on a disease, a virus, that mutates all the time. The same as the Wu flu. We're going to be talking a little bit about the Wu flu this hour because we've already talked about the Democrats and their propensity to cheat in elections, and they will continue to cheat. I promise you this. Until we flip more Democrats over to our side, they will continue to cheat. And let me tell you something, people, now that we're off on a new tangent here, when you get your kids back from college, who's in control of whom? If you're a parent and your kid comes back from college and calls you a capitalist pig and tells you that you're oppressing black people and all that, you should say, pack your bags and get the heck out of my house. And oh, by the way, you're cut off. You're out of the will. I don't have anything to do with you. Because if you will let my 18 years of parenting be supplanted by one semester of a college professor, you don't deserve me as your parent. That's tough love. I know. Come on, Kev, man. They're our kids, baby. They're going to take care of us. No, they're not. They're going to pull the plug on you when you got your oxygen on. And you're going, and your machine's plugged in. They're going to unplug it. As one of my comedian friends says, probably to charge their cell phone. They do not care about you. If they will abandon you after everything you've done for them in that many years because of the influence of one or two professors, you did not raise them right. No offense. No offense, but you didn't. You need to say, let me tell you something. You better not go to college and let somebody act like they're your new parent. You want to be open to ideas? Fine. But I want to know. Come back and talk. Get that relationship. Build it. As somebody who has three sons who are pretty much estranged because of issues dealing with their mom, I can tell you, the only way you get your kids to come back is if you stay true to yourself. And they will come back. Don't sweat it. We put a lot into parenting. You do the best you can, but you better parent with tough love. Doesn't mean you don't show love, but you definitely got to show tough love. This has been a Dr. Phil moment on the Kevin Jackson Show. Anyway, Walgreens says events like this are extremely rare. We take this matter very seriously. They're in touch with the patient's family, and they apologized. Our multi-step vaccination procedure includes safety checks to minimize the chance of human error. We've recently reviewed this process with our pharmacy staff in order to prevent a future occurrence, which, by the way, occurred. But they apologized, so no harm, no foul. So what, those spike proteins are damaging the little girl's immune system? For life. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay, okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit SimplySafe.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I warn leftists all the time. I give them a very, very succinct way to think about things. And it's a simple thing. It's the way everybody should react to things. When you're considering anything. Some people would be like, what's the worst that could happen? Right? You're a kid, you're thinking about shoplifting. What's the worst that could happen? You get caught, you go to jail, you know, parents get mad at you, it's on your record, whatever. You know, considering fooling around, whatever. What's the worst that could happen? So, here's the thing. I say to liberals, here's my advice to them, besides what's the worst that could happen, is what if you're wrong? Simple concept, right? What if you're wrong? What if what you believe, your belief system, is built on quicksand? Welcome, everybody, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. What if you're wrong? So you say, you need to get a shot. What if I don't, and my natural immunity, what I've grown up with, what I've known my entire life, which is my body will heal itself. What if you're wrong, and you take that shot, and it changes your whole thing, whoever you are, changes your body chemistry, does all the things that people are telling you that it could potentially do? What if you are wrong, not us? See, because it's easy for me to say, what if I'm wrong? Well, if I'm wrong, I guess I'll die. But I have a lot of people that I can look at and say, you know what? They don't get the shot. There are people that have never been vaccinated for anything. There are people that are, I mean, I'm just saying, I have enough examples. You want to mess with the flu shot? The flu shot. I've never gotten a flu shot. I've gotten the flu a few times. I survived it every single time. Never gotten a shot. So I can prove to you definitively, if I don't get the shot, I may not die. Millions of people have gotten the flu. Never gotten a flu shot. We're alive to tell the tale. So what if you're wrong? There was an open letter to the vaccinated. It was written by a bunch of Canadian doctors, PhDs, and what have you. Prime Minister Trudeau recently warned that there will be consequences if federal employees do not comply with vaccine mandates. This is the voice of tyranny that has reverberated fear and heightened agitation across our country. It has launched our nation into a deep division around mass vaccination and brought our collective recovery from this pandemic to a critical head. In fact, it forces us as a country to finally ask indeed, what are those consequences? What are the societal consequences of being divided along the lines of vaccination status? What are the consequences of mandating such an insufficiently tested medical intervention? How is this all supposed to end well? The consequences will be dire, to be certain, and the consequences will affect us all, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated alike. Over the last 6 months, these people write, many of us made our decision to accept the vaccine in good faith, doing the right thing, in order to work, travel, and visit the people we love. Sadly, some of us have been pressured or coerced. And now, mounting evidence worldwide shows that these vaccines cannot stop the transmission of the virus and variants, yet vaccine mandates continue. I'm going to stop there. See, this is what I'm talking about. It's one thing, once you make that decision, it's over. You flip the switch, it's done. You don't flip the switch, you get to evaluate. You get to look at evidence. Now, I mentioned before, if this disease were as deadly, this virus were as deadly as they claimed that it was, they would not have to tell us to get vaccinated. We would do it voluntarily. Many of us would even take the risk. We'd say, you know what? I realize there are things that could happen, but if this virus were killing people in the 10, 20, 30% range or something, I don't know what it would take for you. Because I'd still roll the dice at 10%. But whatever that number is, if it were killing people in those numbers, I'd be certainly considering it. And here's what was missing from this whole thing. We had all these people getting infected, all these survivors, people who were getting natural immunity due to herd immunity, you know, more people passing it around, the virus getting, they say viruses get stronger and stronger. That's not always the case. But we've got herd immunity. Nobody talking about exemptions, except exemptions for certain people. Here's the exemptions list as told by a guy on his radio show.
The groups that have been exempted from getting the vaccines, all of Congress, plus all the congressional staff, House and the Senate, that's a lot of people. 6,000 White House employees, all exempted. 2,500 Pfizer employees, exempted. 1,500 Moderna employees, and 120,000 Johnson & Johnson employees, all exempted. 15,000 CDC, 14,000 FDA employees, exempted. 8 million Chinese students in this country. 8 million. How many of them are PLA, CCP? 85, 90%. That's how many. I can tell you that. Exempted. exempted. Here's another one. 2 million illegal invaders exempted. They don't have to get the shots. Now, what is going on here? Now, let me throw another one in. This is going to be the cherry on top. At least 500,000 homeless tent and street people are exempted. So they, whoever's planning this, want these people to survive and to take a significant role in the numbers of potential survivors and those who are in the cities. 500,000 homeless and street people, and again, I'll repeat, some are there through no fault of their own. I get that. Many are completely at the bottom of the food chain, and they are not to be vaccinated. If the vaccine worked, which it doesn't, they would be protecting these people, but they're not. The vaccine is a failure.
Well, dire circumstances of a vaccine that is a failure, and you just got the list of people exempted, hundreds of thousands of homeless, millions of illegals, millions of Chinese, thousands of people in Congress, etc. Let me ask you, if you went to court and they said you were fired because you wouldn't do the vaccine or whatever, what would you, I mean, I would just say, well, here's what's interesting to me. Why aren't any of these people being fired? I think it's very ludicrous that anybody's given an exemption. Let's analyze these exemptions and see how this is all playing out, because I'd really like to know how I, the taxpayer, the person in charge, has to follow these draconian rules. And oh, by the way, any company mandating this, why aren't they being sued? The people that are telling them to mandate to others aren't even required to get the shot. Don't you find that a little bit hypocritical? Unless the courts are far gone to a level that I don't understand, I just don't see how they can rule in favor of any of this vaccine mandate nonsense. We got a lot more to discuss on this issue when we get back, folks. Hang in there. Glad you're here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. As progressives and moderates continue to fight in her party, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi remains optimistic about passage of a social spending bill.
Many of you know I was really very unhappy about not passing the BIF last week. I really was very unhappy because we had an October 31st deadline, and I thought that that was eloquent, but not enough, I guess. So now we're going to pass both bills.
The California Democrat insisting the measure will be paid for. There appears to be little progress in talks between Kellogg's and the union representing many workers. Talks breaking down Wednesday night with union negotiators saying the last offer was all about concessions and the negotiating committee will not bring back its membership for a vote. Kellogg's workers in states including Tennessee and Michigan have been on strike since early October. USA Radio News. More details are coming out regarding a vaccine mandate.
The Occupational Safety and Hazard Administration, or OSHA, is giving employers with more than 100 employees a January 4th deadline to comply with President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate and threatening thousands of dollars in fines for defiant businesses. Considering an airborne virus outside of a hospital environment a work hazard is a first for the agency. Separate from OSHA, the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services are issuing a rule to require health workers in facilities that participate in Medicare and Medicaid be fully vaccinated. The CMS rule also goes into effect January 4th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A more than 12-hour pursuit of a stolen big rig in Southern California has ended peacefully. The suspect continued to drive the big rig at speeds of up to 60 miles an hour on blown-out tires and remained inside the truck until he was approached by SWAT officers in armored vehicles. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When are you going to get the guts, conservatives? The woke are getting reawakened. They're finding out that they weren't quite as woke as they believed themselves to be. And now is your time to get on the I told you so horse. I know you don't like to do that.
Kevin, I just prefer to let people figure things out for themselves.
Yeah, you wussy. Get on your I told you so horse and start telling all these crazy people, these family members that you're going to be with for Thanksgiving. Hey, how about that, Joe Biden? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're speaking with. Many of them are waking up. And I'm not telling you you're going to win across the board. But just say, hey, out of curiosity, did you drive over? Did you use one of those electric cars, or did you come over in that $4.50 or $6 gas, a gallon gas? How did you get here? And did you bring a dish? Did it cost you a little bit more this year? How you liking these prices? How you liking not having your life back, still teaching your kids, wondering if they're going to be in school this week or the next, wondering if you're going to have a job this week or the next? Yeah, how you liking this inflation? I mean, just ask them, how you liking our policy? By the way, I live in a very conservative neighborhood. There's one person, they got a family, they got a gay flag hanging from their outside and have a little sign that says, we don't believe there's such a term as illegal. We don't believe any human being is illegal. We believe Black Lives Matter. And I want to leave a note on their door that says, why do you have this racist crap on your front yard about black people? I want to confront them. And say, black lives do matter, no more than any other life. But I just leave it alone. I walk my dog by there periodically. Yep. If he poops there, I don't pick it up. No, that's not true. I do. I pick it up. Anyway, the woke are getting more woke. And people are starting to have regrets. Buyer's remorse over Joe Biden. Buyer's remorse over getting the poke. The Canadians have been mandated by their leader, a guy, I mean, seriously, Trudeau. He's a child. And he's mandated. Get that shot. It's the New World Order. It's the Great Reset, they call it. And you know what these people are figuring out? This is not what we thought. And I tell leftists all the time, you've heard me say it on this show, what if you're wrong? Now, I'm being nice, because here's what I should say to them. You're a bonehead who's always wrong, and you haven't figured it out. If you're that stupid to where you keep missing it all the time, maybe you ought to rethink your ideology. But I don't tell them that, because I'm nice. Yeah, I don't want them afraid. Anyway, so the Canadians are upset, and they're because they're, these doctors have finally written a letter, and they're saying, hey, we are rethinking this whole thing. We thought that this vaccine in good faith was going to make, you know, here's the thing. They try to convince people, if you get this, you're a better human being than those other people. They're selfish. Look at them. Look at them over there, you know, raising their kids and whole families and stuff. Look at them. Following the rules. Paying their taxes. Running business. Keeping the economy running. Look at them. Oh, man. They're the bad guys. But if you don't want to do the things the right way, if you want to be crooked, they applaud you. So, this guy's talked about good faith because they wanted to be able to travel. They wanted to be able to work, be around the people they love, get rid of these masks and go back to normal. And where are they? I asked the vaccinated right now, do you still have to wear your mask? Are you free to move about the country? What can you do that the unmasked can't do? Nothing. Oh, that's right. You do have something up on the unvaccinated. You do. You got to get a booster. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This is from personal experience, and I have many other anecdotal ones from friends of mine. I got the Wu flu, and here's what I'll tell you. I believe I've been around the Delta, the Lambda, and the Mu, and it's done nothing to me. Because my natural immunity went, Kev, we got this, bro. You relax over there, baby. And I've not gotten sick. I don't wish any Wu flu or any variant on anybody. But I'll tell you this, you're probably going to survive it. I would be willing to bet you that I would take the Vegas odds of you surviving Wu flu. I know 80-plus-year-old people who are getting Wu flu and surviving. I got a cousin. She's got diabetes, heart disease. She's morbidly obese. She got the Wu flu. This was about a year and a half ago. And she survived it. She got every comorbidity you could. And she's black. You know, Wu flu targets black folks. Yeah, she survived it. And that's when I went, okay, I'm going to cry foul on this. So, yes. I'm just saying, show me the evidence, and I'm all for it, because I'm going to tell you right now, these people from Canada are going, what's going on here? They can't do anything. They found out the vaccine doesn't stop the transmission of the virus or any of the variants, and they still got to continue. The mandates are continuing. Still got to wear the mask. Still, you're doing everything that the unvaccinated have to do. And you're supposedly the ones who's supposed to be getting all the goodies. They promised you what? Something. And delivered what? Nothing. Huh. Reminds me of a group of people in America who have that same problem, Negroes. Let me think. Who is it, Negroes? I just can't quite put my finger on it. Negroes. Anyway, I'll think of it. Meanwhile, they write, the pharma corporations are earning billions of dollars in public money, pushing to fast-track vaccines toward full approval without due process of public discussion. Complete violation of every Nuremberg Code on the books. It is abundantly clear, he writes, that when money and politics intertwine, science and ethics take a back seat. He says, maybe you resented those who hesitated to get the vaccine, as people who are not doing their part. But maybe it is time to reconsider that we have all become passengers on the same runaway train. Now, I can only ascertain based on this person's writings that he or she got the vaccination. And they're going, you know, I don't think we did the right thing. They'd only listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. They would have taken pause. I told you guys I was confronted on my Clubhouse show, and I hope you guys get the Clubhouse act and come check us out, because we're really doing some funny stuff over there. But he says, what are you, an anti-vaxxer? No, I'm an anti-BS disease virus vaxxer. Yes, I'm an anti-woo flu vaxxer, if that's what you want to give me the label of. I'll probably wear it. Kevin, you're a racist. Thank you. On behalf of this, my mother and father, I'd like to accept this reward. I mean, call me whatever you want. If you're afraid of that, oh, Kevin, they may call me something. Let me tell you something, conservatives. You're very smart people. You're industrious. And you have a support system in place some kind of way. Maybe you saved up money. I know you don't want to touch it, but maybe you saved it up for a rainy day. It may be a rainy day. Speak your mind. Maybe you got a spouse that works and you guys are kicking it, killing it together, you know, two incomes. You don't have to have them both, I bet you. You could cut something. Somebody starts something new, an internet-based business. Who knows? There's a ton of ways to make business and make money and have fun. But let me tell you, don't sell yourself short. I say this. I did an interview. It's going to be published here soon. And the interview was about what would you have done differently. I said I could have been a much more diplomatic person. I'd be filthy, stinking rich. Oh, my gosh, beyond belief. I'd be up there with Elon Musk. He and I would be trying to build the biggest yachts.
Now, Elon, how big is your yacht going to be? Well, Kevin, I'm spending $500 million on my yacht. I'm going to spend $600 million on my yacht.
That's where I would be. I would be in that echelon of people. But I didn't do it. I didn't sell out. And I'm okay. I'm happy. Do I live the life that I want to live to the extent? Probably not. I mean, if I had more money, I'd spend more money. But I'm not unhappy. I'm cool. I got a lot of friends, many of you. I'm going to see some of them in a few days. I'm taking off to go to Florida and hang out with some dudes. I've never met these guys. If I come back without a kidney, though, I know who you are. But the point is, are there things you'd like to change about life? Potentially, but not anything where I was selling my soul. I wouldn't do it. Anyway, this guy says, if you are among the fully vaccinated today, by tomorrow you may become one of the insufficiently vaccinated and coerced into taking another shot. See, these boosters, because your immune system's been compromised and people are starting to realize that they did the wrong thing. And let me tell you, Pfizer strong-armed some people to do this, and we'll get to that when we get back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So a nonprofit organization called Public Citizen obtained a confidential, unredacted Pfizer contract with some of its negotiations. And the contracts, they say, show how Pfizer can stop countries from speaking about its contracts, block vaccine donations, unilaterally change delivery schedules, and demand public assets as collateral. Here's what Public Citizen reported. The contracts offer a rare glimpse into the power one pharmaceutical corporation has gained to silence governments, throttle supply, shift risk, and maximize profits in the worst public health crisis in a century. Now, that, I will tell you, is hyperbole. And I don't trust this thing because it, you know, it's got some definite some gaps in it. And it's written by a leftist group, which I think is kind of interesting because you can tell they're leftists. But they did at least expose that Pfizer is using these tactics. And let me give you some of the things because they talk about how much money it's billions of dollars this company has made. So here's what they say. Pfizer reserves the right to silence governments. They silence governments through its contracts, force countries not talk about the deals they strike for shots. They control the distribution. It says Pfizer will decide where the shots go. Third bullet. Pfizer has an IP waiver. If Pfizer is accused of intellectual property theft, governments will pay, not the company. Number four, private arbiters, not public courts, decide disputes in secret. If there are disputes, private arbiters, not public courts, will decide on them. Number five, Pfizer can go after states' assets to secure its compensation. And number six, Pfizer calls the shots on key decisions like delivery, timeline, and many others. And they go on to, you know, talk more about just some of the details, but it's amazing that they can get away with that. You know, you would think that if you pay for the vaccine, all rules apply. If it has adverse effects, we're going to sue. You know, patients can sue. If you're not giving us the right data, we can sue you. Everything is protecting Pfizer. Now, I'm not an investigative reporter, but I would probably tell some of these folks, you might just go and take a look and follow the money. Well, who is Pfizer donated to? Anyway, I'm using that as a backdrop for us talking about this mandatory vaccination. And some Canadian doctors wrote what they called an open letter to the vaccinated. They said if history is any indication, these forced vaccinations, these forced boosters will not stop. And they said, will not stop barring admission to concerts or bars when you can no longer buy food, access banking, vote in person, cross a provincial border. It will be crystal clear that the same discriminatory practices that you hope to abolish will be ever more firmly established. The real consequences await all of us. Now, we started a project, the Vax versus Unvax Project, because I said the only way you're going to be able to fight this is if you throw the civil rights of black folks into the face of these leftists. You have to try to shame them into understanding that they are full of hockey. It's funny, think about the sport hockey, and my grandmother used to say, that's just a bunch of bull hockey. Well, this is a bunch of bull hockey. They go on, they say, perhaps you've had your full round of doses and are now having doubts about whether to continue based on the alarming number of infections among the vaccinated. Or perhaps you know someone who has been vaccine injured or are concerned about the mounting death reports in conjunction with vaccinations. Folks, I come back to what I said earlier. These are people who appear to have been vaccinated or supporting the vaccine in Canada, and they're writing a letter to the vaccinated to say, we might have screwed up. Welcome back, folks. I'm glad you're here at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I want to bring you truth.
Kevin, this is conservative radio. You have a great conservative talk show.
I don't have a conservative talk show. I have a truth talk show. That's it. I look at data. I look at it all day from multiple angles. If you know anything about my brand, The Sphere, it is about looking at a problem throughout the entirety of it. Not from one perspective, not from the conservative perspective, not from the leftist perspective, but across that, all throughout that entire sphere. And you know what I found about this vaccination, this disease, and this vaccination? I found out it is a scam. This is from a guy that's got degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math, who has a pretty good sense of observation. I think you would say certainly has above average intelligence. And I'm telling you, I did exhaustive levels of research before I came to you with my conclusion, because early on I said, you know what? I don't know. I was watching people in China dropping on the street. Maybe they had low oxygen sat. I don't know. I'm hearing about this new disease. They're telling us, oh, it didn't originate from the lab. No, it's not a biological weapon, etc. Let me tell you, it is a biological weapon. It alters your DNA. It's been studied. It's the type of thing that governments do. I'm not even mad at them for that. If the Chinese were to say, you know what, we were experimenting with biologics, we didn't try to weaponize them, but we did find out we could, one escaped our lab, bada bing, bada boom. I would have said, you know what, at least they admitted it. Now we got to deal with it. We didn't do that. And the Democrats jumped on the bandwagon. And instead, remember when the Democrats, oh, no, I'm not getting that vaccine. You know, that vaccine could be dangerous. We don't have approvals, and we don't even know anything about this vaccine. And then suddenly we went from, well, we only, you know, it should be voluntary. You can't force you to get a vaccination. It's not upon us. I don't even have that right to do it. How could we possibly do that? Next thing you know, they're forcing you. They're doing everything they told you they weren't going to do. So, yeah. I'm going to revolt. I'm going to go, wait a minute, huh? Not here. Not over here. Not over, baby. So now this guy's saying, in Canada, we might have told you wrong. He says, we keep asking ourselves, why is the data not allowed to be scrutinized? And why are independent experts being censored if they attempt to do just that? It is incomprehensible and decidedly un-Canadian to see the silencing of highly regarded doctors and health scientists in our country and around the globe. You guys have heard of Dr. McCullough? Loses all his kudos because he dare say, I question the efficacy of these vaccines. I question everything I'm seeing. He says, the guy writes, history has taught us that one-sided arguments and outlawed dissent are signs of totalitarianism. You try saying that, it's a tough word. Lurking at the doorsteps. Soon, asking questions will make you an enemy of the state. Mandating vaccines is a breaking point. My body, my choice has been one of the hallmarks of a free and democratic society, but this is changing. Canadians are being robbed of personal decision making. Folks, this isn't just Canadians. This is all over the world, and it's certainly here. Anywhere that they are trying to mandate this vaccine, people should be put in prison who are doing it. Joe Biden should be declared an enemy of the state for mandating. The CEOs that want to mandate that their employees reason for employment must get the shot should be fired. Their boards should take them out immediately. He says, with lockdowns already scheduled for the fall and boosters at the ready, we are entering a watershed moment. Are we all willing to continue being injected indefinitely? In Canadian provinces and around the world, vaccine passports are demonstrating our new long-term relationship with medical coercion in exchange for basic freedoms. See, this is why I look at this. The healthcare, Obamacare, and all this stuff. And I say to myself, do not allow the government to get involved with this. Do not. It's like the electric grid. If they decide you're pulling too much electricity and you got a smart meter, they say, there are voices that come in and say, you are using too much electricity. We are scaling you back 75%. Don't be surprised if you have some voice come into your home and tell you that. Your water rations for this month will be this much. Your food rationings will be this. Folks, it's not too dystopian or crazy for me to tell you what society will look like. He says, thus far, each treatment has been promised to be the last, but it couldn't be clearer. There is no end in sight. And now they're coming for our children. With extremely low risk of becoming ill and practically no risk of dying, the mass vaccination of children and adolescents remains unwarranted. Lining up our healthy children for medical treatment was never part of the deal. Most disturbingly, he says, we're being primed for mass vaccination campaigns in our schools that do not require parental consent. If they vaccinated my kid, I'll just leave it at that.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.